This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2184. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 30th, Algeria, Andorra, Antarctica, Australia, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, El Salvador, Germany, Iran, Ireland, Japan, Korea, Kurdistan, New Zealand, North America, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Switzerland, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu. Publications, Coffee and Antennas, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, an important notice about archiving my output, both vocal and in text. Of course, many, many different files reside on my websites for World of Radio, DX Listening Digest, and others, but now they are also being archived, perhaps more permanently, at archive.org. Thanks to the hard work of Kay Savitz, K6KJN, who is Internet Archive's Program Manager of Special Collections for the Digital Library of Amateur Radio and Communications, or DLARC. You may find sound files of World of Radio going back some 25 years, also Continent of Media and Mundo Radial in Spanish. And in the earlier years, I also published summaries of all the items in each program. And in the later years, of course, there's been DX Listening Digest, and currently my weekly log roundups. All of those are available at archive.org. You may search on my name, Glenn Hauser, H-A-U-S-E-R. They're in several different locations, under World of Radio, DX Listening Digest, Continent of Media, Mundo Radial, with hyphens in between the words, and also Hauser Logs as one word. For example, here's how you get to that. https://archive.org/details/Hauser Logs. You may use the search text contents field to do a full text search on all episodes, or click date published to see them sorted by publication date. Again, many thanks to Kay for undertaking this project. We eventually hope to include the paper editions of DX Listening Digest and Review of International Broadcasting, which still need to be scanned. And now to this week's news, starting with A for Algeria. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, on March 23rd and 24th, I noticed spurious signals either side of 17600 kHz from the Béchar site. They were every 40 kHz from 17480 to 17680, ranging from weak to strong. Scratchy audio on the spurious signals traced to the 17600 fundamental, which had good modulation as usual, obviously a transmitter fault. No specific time given here, but 17600 was on the air for long hours during the day. I say was because of the A23 season beginning March 26th, I was not hearing it around 15 UT. Checking the listings, instead, between 11 and 18 UT, they're now 21550. Where I've also been hearing it. Before and after then, I think, still on 17600, programming Quran and Arabic talk. In the British DX Club, Christian Gibodo notifies us of another special about Radio Andorra, but not from there, now transmitted from Kalkreckel in Germany for Sunday, April 2nd, at 16 to 19 UT on 6005, and then from 19 to 22 on 3985. Not clear if that's a repeat or separate content. Anyhow, it's a 1979 archive from Radio Andorre, Carte Blanche to François Châtel, and I expect it'll be mostly in French. Our A36 Antarctica continues its pattern of appearing on Saturday and Wednesday evenings, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. It was on the air Saturday, March 25th from 2055 UT, says Manuel Mendez in Spain, who manages to hear it direct. It was still going well past midnight UT, according to many other listeners, until approximately 0300. Then on Wednesday, March 29th, from 2100 or so, but didn't last long that time, until about 2323 UT, I think I tuned in just as they had gone off. Manuel Mendez says, as announced during the transmission, The 2023 season program, probably starting in April, will be called Ecos de la Antártida, the current summer program Uniendo Voces, a transition to the new program, pending. He asked via WhatsApp the LRA 36 staff if Ecos de la Antártida would begin right away, and they say, no, I don't think so. The winter staff in charge has not yet arrived. The relatively recent 30-meter ham band is supposedly for CW and digital modes only, no voice. But I occasionally do hear hams in the phone mode with Australian accents, such as March 28th at 06:33 on 10125 USB. And I'm not sure of the ID, but I think it was VK30, which is listed as a special events call sign. I wish someone in Australia would explain what's going on here. Apparently, there's a special provision in Australia authorizing some phone operation on 30 meters. Getting an accurate schedule out of Radio Havana Cuba seems to be impossible, and if one were published, we could not depend on their following it. So we can only rely on observations. We continue to hear them on the 11 megahertz band after 06 UT, when supposedly they are not broadcasting then, 11760 or 11670, in English usually, sometimes in Spanish or dead air. For example, March 25th at 06:43, English on 11670, and March 26th at 06:22, English on 11760. And by then, usually, none of these 6 megahertz frequencies are still running. New season with the rising sunspots, there's a little bit of activity on the 11-meter broadcast band, filed under Denmark and Non. Nick Rank in the British DS Club was hearing a weak station on 25800, March 27th at 14:25. World Music Radio Denmark is listed there, but it did not match their web feed. Continuous speech. Very weak, he could not make out the language. But during that half hour, according to the latest listings, it's BBC in Hausa, transmitted via Vatican at 14 to 14:30, Monday through Friday, as Christian Gibeau in France points out. Although the official 11-meter band is half a megahertz wide, stations are bunching up around 25800. So when that's on, WMR in Denmark can hardly be using it. They have realized this is a possibility and have also registered plus and minus 5 kilohertz as available, 25795 and 25805. Their power is listed as only 2 kilowatts. Other 11-meter listings in HFCC, which may not be in use, haven't been confirmed yet, 25900. BBC in French via Madagascar at 12 to 12:30. Spaceline Bulgaria has reserved 26,000, even 24 hours for who knows what. And 26010 also available 24 hours for IRDR, the Disaster Relief Special Operation from the Vatican or somewhere. Meanwhile, Mike Dawson in the UK has also been hearing the BBC Hausa program on 25800 via Vatican at 14 to 14:30, March 29th and 30th. From Egypt, Radio Cairo still attempts to transmit occasionally on 9440 in English at 21:15, but usually with little or no modulation. And I also found them on some other frequencies, which are really for Latin America. March 27th at midnight 27, dead air on 9884.958. That's supposed to be a broadcast in Arabic. It was still going at 0115, but cut off at 1:16, immediately switching to 9860 approximately. It is with the same offset of minus 42 hertz. Spanish is scheduled there from midnight 45 to 0200, but they made the switch 31 minutes late, if it mattered. More and more dead air, and furthermore did not turn that one off until 0207. Michigan ARE tip sheet. The world traveler Don Moore says, I'm finishing up my travels this year in the Mexican Yucatan, DXing for 3 nights at a remote cabin outside the village of Francisco Umay, 15 miles northwest of Tulum. I logged an unlisted Salvadoran medium-wave station, Radio Cristo Viene, on 1170 kHz from San Miguel, signing out at 11 UT. I found a link to their transmitter site on Google Maps. They also list a shortwave frequency of 6670. It'll probably never happen, but may be worth watching. Leslie Illingworth provides an A23 schedule update for shortwave radio in Germany, that is at the website shortwaveradio.de, on 6160 from 07 to 16 UT, Saturday and Sunday, and 14 to 16 Monday to Friday, on 3975 from 16 to 22 daily. In the new season, activity on 7205 kHz, reported by author Posner near New York City at 0220 UT, March 27th. He heard it signing off at 0420. The ID sounded like Radio Sudan, and it was in the Azeri language. But that does not make sense. In fact, as Jean-Michel Aubier points out, Tehran has a special Ramadan broadcast on this frequency in Azeri at 2350 until 0420. Note the end date for Ramadan extras, 23 April. As far as we know, Sudan is not active currently on 7205. The Iran special is aimed 320 degrees, which is very favorable for North America. In Hardcore DX, Bill Smith in Douglas, Massachusetts says, EI9KP in Ireland is testing his 1-watt beacon again on April 1st and 2nd between 08 and 19 UT on frequencies near 32, 33, 34, 35, and 36 MHz. The exact frequencies and sequence of operation at the EI7GL diary blog. Last month's test on 34 MHz was heard in Massachusetts, Florida, and Texas. Harold Sellers in BC says, on March 28th and 29th, I've heard NHK Newsline at 0130 to 02 UT on WRMI 5800 instead of Radio Slovakia International, which is still on their schedule and is still heard an hour earlier at midnight 30 on 5850. Is this now a daily program from Japan? Jim B. replies, I had it again the next night at 0130 on 5800. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports about Echo of Hope, VOH, for Korea North, on a new frequency 7720, replacing 9100. Heard March 26, Sunday, from 723 to 755 UT, with part of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in English as a lesson. They may have permanently settled on this new frequency, also heard March 27th after 0945 with another English language lesson with news headlines, originally broadcast on March 13th, so they were old headlines. Unheard also reports Korean language on 7355. According to Dmitry Mezin from a website, it is National Unification Broadcasting or National Unity Radio, scheduled in the new season at 12 to 15 UT. Transmitter site believed to be Taiwan. 7355 may clash with KNLS if it's active on that frequency. NHCDX Stig Hartvig Nielsen reports a new frequency for Shokaze Sea Breeze in English on Wednesday, March 29th at 16 UT, 5920. As for North Korea itself, Wolfgang Büschel reports, Voice of Korea on 9445, March 29th at 2320, 35 over 9, but it's overmodulated and 20 kHz wide from their Kujang site, ranging from 9435 to 9455, as heard in Japan. About Dengue Lat, the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, last week's item about it appearing on 15480 was wrong, says Arthur Posner. He meant to say 17480. It and the Turkish jammer continue to be heard on various 17 MHz frequencies around there, sometimes on the same one and sometimes on different frequencies as the jammer hasn't caught up, like 17460 or 17470. Or even 17455, says Arthur Posner for Dengue Lat at 18 UT, March 26th, while the jammer was on 17480. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight suggests some alternatives for Waylot wandering and Erdogan shadowing. Dengue Waylot could try 21760 or more or less to see if the jammer follows up there. Between Tashkent and Kurdistan, it should be open on 21 MHz for the next few months between 6 and 16 UT. He says, I believe the Emirler station in Turkey has 21 MHz capability, but they've not been using this band for as long as I can remember. I'm not sure if Tashkent can use 21. Another option might be to hire airtime on 4810 from Armenia during early mornings and late evenings. This frequency was discontinued from their foreign service to the Middle East some years ago, but the antenna might still be available. And Turkey has no antenna for the 4 MHz band, so it could not jam DW. via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantohertz, World of Radio 2184. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. No new contributions to acknowledge this week, which might have been sent via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. RA23 Radio New Zealand Pacific has replaced 13755 with 13840 between 06 and 09 UT approximately. Not sure why the change was necessary. It's followed by 11725 and at 1300 to new 7440. Used to hearing RNZ programming on shortwave. Note that New Zealand goes off summertime on April 2nd, which means that local scheduling puts programs one real UT hour later. Lots more attention to the Russian ethnic pirate in the southwestern U.S. reported last week on 4015 USB, Radio Vostochnaya Zvezda, or Eastern Star. However, by March 28th, they had moved to 7325. I was hearing them on USB and a lesser signal on LSB, March 28th at 06:30, with lots of popular music. Ron Howard had first reported this March 27th at 09:56 on 7325 USB as an ID he was looking for Wantok Radio Light, Papua New Guinea. Various reporters on HF Underground and Lucas Bandura soon confirmed it was the same station. The higher band, of course, means he has greater range and a little more daytime coverage. But, Lucas says, he probably uses an NVIS antenna and doesn't really care if making it outside his own region, outside the target area. Gary Pence has been hearing this too via remotes and maintains his conclusion that it's somewhere in south-central or southwestern Nevada. However, by March 29th, Ron says it was no longer being heard on 7325 from 0850 to 9:57 when China comes on. Lucas Bandura says there was a very interesting conversation in the HF Underground Discord chat. Summing up, Radio Pushka is the same station as Radio Vostochnaya Zvezda. I previously thought they were separate due to false info, the operator told me. I last heard him around 06:30 UT, March 28th, on 7325 FM. He switched to LSB and then FM. Said it would move to 7320 USB, but broadcast QRM was too bad to confirm. Another frequency mentioned during that long chat was 7290.7 AM at 0347. On March 30th, Gary Pence says, FM, really? What's next, a digital mode? At least on the 41-meter band, he has Skyway signal heard as far west as Hawaii and as far east as Dallas. Regarding last week's news that the FCC was finding an FM pirate $2 million, Ben Cobb replies, the FCC news release is inconsistent, stating pirate broadcasting concern signals on frequencies in or adjacent to the FM and AM radio bands. In fact, the PIRATE Act limits the definition of pirate broadcasting to the FM and AM bands only. An interesting question is whether the funds appropriated for pirate enforcement, including the required FCC sweeps, can legally be used to pursue unlicensed stations in the HF spectrum. Much more about that new Peruvian station on 4820, heard identifying as Radio Integridad. On March 27th, we hear from Marcos C. in Vicuña, Chile. Just heard it, and they are not relaying Red Radio Integridad, that is the network, but a Radio Integridad from Trujillo, La Libertad, on 105.7 FM. It went off at 0205. According to the MTC, the FCC of Peru, listing of registered frequencies, the station has been authorized on 4820 in this location, Cotahuasi, Arequipa, at Cotahuasi. Also on FM 99.5, a religious station called Radio Senda Cristiana. But that may be the true identity of the shortwave station, although I think no one has actually reported a Senda Cristiana ID on 4820. Ryan Clark in New Zealand was hearing it March 28th at 0517 and before 0500 an ID for Radio Integridad and the Peruvian anthem on the hour, and found a matching web stream for Radio Integridad Trujillo. Howard in California reports it at 0645 to 735 UT, March 30th, with preaching and religious songs, believed to be Radio Senda Cristiana, which means the Christian Way Radio. And Ron says, I've located a good reference for this shortwave station. It's operated by the Cotahuasi Ministry Center Project. Website, QuechuaMissions.com/Peru, figure 2. They've been going since 2008 on FM, but wanted to add shortwave for more complete coverage. And they are distributing fixed-tune radios for a captive audience, thanks to Sunset Solutions, which was originally HCJB's engineering facility in Elkhart, Indiana. On March 24th, Tariq Zaidan in Cairo reports a new Saudi network on shortwave called Al Arabiya FM, in Arabic, 21745 for 1 hour only at 11 UT. It's a well-known Saudi FM and TV network set up to be a voice against the Qatari-funded network Al Jazeera. Mauno Ridola quotes Wikipedia that in August of 21, Al Arabiya Network began shifting operations out of Dubai to Riyadh, amid orders by the Saudi government to multinational companies to move their regional hubs to the kingdom by 2024. Meanwhile, extensive monitoring by Wolfgang Büschel notes some of the international language services from Saudi Arabia are off at present, also Holy Quran and Arabic services to Europe and Africa on the 15 and 17 megahertz bands. Bruce Churchill in California reports on March 25th that Warsan Radio in Baidoa, Somalia, was nicely heard from the remote receiver in Adelaide, South Australia, on 7750 USB from TuneIn 1855 with the Music Request program. But intermittent utility QRM, nominal closing at 1930 but was still going past 1940, and also heard via remote in New Zealand at a slightly lower level. In the British TS Club, Mark G0OIW Palmer notes, repeaters evoke memories in broadcast DXers. HB9HD in Switzerland on 29650 periodically transmit the old Swiss Radio International interval signal, and from somewhere in Russia, RR3AAC on 29670, the Radio Moscow IS. In the first few days of A23, Voice of Turkey is making it better to deep North America now that they're on 11785 for English at 22 UT. That is, when they're on the air at all. It was absent on March 29th. Rhonda Johnson in Minnesota likes to monitor BBC at 04 UT, and it's been reliable on 9915. But now on the new season, that's gone and apparently moved to 12095. Checking HFCC, I see it's on the air between 03 and 07 UT from four different sites, changing every hour. At 03 from Oman, at 04 from Madagascar, at 05 from Vatican, and at 06 from Saint Thomas. BBC English resumes at 20 to 22 UT on 12095 when it is via Ascension. After a few weeks off, the superstition WBCQ6 was back on the air, 9330 exactly, March 25th, first reported by Walt Samaniv at 0413. It seems to have stayed on continuous since then, although at first there were some transmission interruptions. It seems the Continentals not only got it working again, but exactified the frequency, at least for now, but still stuck only on 9330 no matter when or where to. Our best wishes to George McClinock, who says he's back home after a spell of COVID in the hospital. Hopes to continue recovering. That explains why WTWW2 has been off the air from 5085. He hopes to get it back on as soon as possible. Still waiting for parts from China to get the other transmitter back on the air, which had still not arrived. Radio Vanuatu seems to have been missing lately. I last heard them on March 24th at 0632 on 7260. Sounded like French. However, no signal 24 hours later. And Ron Howard also says Radio Vanuatu not heard on any of their usual frequencies from 0645 UT March 26th. Keep checking the other frequencies where they might appear, if not on 7260, both before and after 07 UT. 7890 and 11835, which are the harmonics of 3945, or maybe 5040, currently not occupied by Cuba. A notice from Nick Hallpatch of Victoria, B.C. The International Radio Club of America's reprints collection of over 1,100 articles about antennas, radio propagation, receivers, accessories, and items of general interest to medium-wave DXers continues to grow. We published an update to the index at dxr.ca/images/stories/2019/irca-reprint-index.pdf, so everyone can get access to these latest editions. Also accessible more easily at www.ircaonline.org. Hit the button Free IRCA Reprints. The latest update includes items from DX Monitor up to the end of June last year, and many items of interest from elsewhere used with permission. Added items are marked new, and there are a few updated articles as well. Wellbrook, maker of highly regarded loop antennas, is closing up shop. Mike Agner says, the announcement is right on their front page, wellbrook.uk.com/loop-antennas/. Bruce replies, Wellbrook's North American website shows out of stock on all current antenna products. Not sure we can get it anywhere at this point. Leslie Illingworth in UK says, Brexit gave them and others the final shutdown. They were good products. Walt Salmaniv says he got a very heartfelt note from Andrew Ilkin, I-L-K-I-N, the owner-operator of Wellbrook Communications. Hello, Walter. It's been a real pleasure working with you and Guy and John Bryant many years ago. These were interesting days working with the new medium-wave phased arrays. I considered all of you as real friends, even though we never met. God bless you and all your families, says Andrew, and Wynn and the family, W-Y-N. Oh, the reason given for closing down is simply retirement. In the Minnesota DX Club, Carl Dobbelstein says, for the past week, the entire lower half of the broadcast band on all my receivers has had a loud, whining buzz sound. As I've always done, I got my yacht boy out and tried to track down the noise source. I went outside to all sides of my house and determined the source was not coming from any of my neighbors or nearby power poles. I came inside and walked around the house, noticed that it came in strongest in the kitchen. One by one, I turned off each of the electrical items, and the noise was still there. Then my wife came and asked, when did this start? I said it was Saturday. She replied, I think I know what it is. She had purchased a new Keurig coffee maker. Is that how they pronounce it? K-E-U-R-I-G. The noise was still there after I turned it off. So I asked her to unplug it. Immediately, the noise went away. So much for FCC rules about radio frequency interference. So now, at any point in time, I need to choose between coffee or radio. Mike Gorniak replies, Paul Carlson of Mr. Carlson's lab had the same problem, along with another one with his Keurig. He solved the noise issue with some bypass capacitors and linked to a video about it. In fairness, some others do report they have no problems with noise from their Keurigs. Now that we're into the A23 season, may I again refer you to our references, the World of Radio Hit List, and DXSWL Media Program Schedule, both available via our website, worldofradio.com. Propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels on April 20th and 21st, with A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5. Lesser but still active conditions are expected, with A and K indices of 15 and 4, peaking April 1st, 10th, and 18th. Solar flux dropping slightly to 130 by April 9th, and up to 160 by April 21st. That's World of Radio 2184, with many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.